Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the day, Sunday. Incredible difficulty. It's a TV show. We got 1 hour and 51 minutes left. Super Rock on a TV show.
Give me an hour plus a cent in the bag. Yeah. I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents and let my balls hang like I'm on a toilet taking a shit. My style is all that in the big bag of chips with the dip. Fuck all that sensuous shit. I represent intellectual violence and leave your clique holier than the Ten Commandments. Like Red Man, I shift with the rock. If your imp was a spliff, we'd be all fucked up. No need to act too iffy, son, I get busy. Got my tips on the boulevard and mini rough city.
Chicago, LA,
I left the norm and bait ya. I love to hate ya, cause you's a freak by nature. Can't wait to face ya, mutilate ya. Drink your style down straight with no chaser. My verbal comeback's like a mini max to your back. As soon as one of you niggas try to overreact, black. The LOD love good confrontation of them. Break your concentration, murder your camp. For the jealous, overzealous, refellas. Blow the spot like Ralph and Marcellus. Niggas coming through and acting wild. Y'all commercial niggas better have a coke and a smile.
I got a conversation with many men. Trying to begin again. Forgot what I already knew. You hear me, friend? Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society trying to keep the army. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically to GOD. It's sort of similar but iller than a chess player. I use my thinker. It coincides with my blinker. Why you wondering what we're saying on the record rail? Yeah, you motherfucking right, kid. You know the deal. My mom is infamous. It's like the fucking title read. You get back slapped so hard, make your nose bleed. Kids feeling guilty about the two first, baby girls just fake it. But anyway, back on the real side of things. My niggas sling cracks and wear fat diamond rings. Not only is it inside the songs that we sing, everything is real, not just a song that we sing. From my life to the paper, very accurately. Give you all of my two, so maybe you could three. Plot and G with forever S-H-I-N-E. My shit attract millions like the moon attract the sea. How dare you ever in your life walk past me without acknowledging this man as G-O-D.
Now who the fuck you think you talking to? I paint dudes, I spray crews, look up Joey Crack. Motherfuckers be like it's bad news running this racket. From New York to Montego, slaughtering people, bringing ton of keys from Puerto Rico. I'd rather be fit than love because the fear lasts longer. These bitch ass niggas know we stronger than these weaklings seeking for respect that ain't there. Knucklehead, beware, this man tensing in the air. Tommy guns for fun, shotties for block party. One fresh lead heats up your insides like a fifth of Bacardi. Call for ambulance, this man's wet. Bullets cut him down from the root up just like a Gillette razor, which I keep hitting in my oral. Ready to spat out an idiot out that wants to quarrel. These feds want me for some captivation. Mad at the fact that somebody's getting music that's not Caucasian. Bullets be blazing through these streets filled with torture. Joey Crack, a.k.a. Kaiser Sorcerer.
Thug niggas get a mix to shake. Toe down, we sip drinks, rock and mix. Flash the rings and things. Grunting hard for deep inside the Jeep Mackin. Doing my thing, fly nigga, you a scarface kid. Bitches grab your death dogs, get them niggas for they shut up. Fuck it, Gucci sweaters and Armani lovers. Blow the rocks like the size of Fort Knox. 4 carats of ice rocks, pussy banging like Versace low bop. On the creek, open like raw ass cheeks. I'm sexing raw dog without protection. Disease infested, Italiano got the Luciano. I get down fucking with brown fox. Extra keys to the drop. Boo, I'm jingling, baby. I got crazy Dominicans who pay me to lay low. I play slow, roll with the firm. Mafioso, crime kingpin. It all real, nigga. What the deal? I shot ya.
What the fuck? I thought I conquered the world. Crush Moji, Hammer and Ice T's girl. But still, niggas wanna instigate shit. I battle any nigga in the rap game quick. Name the spot. I make it hot for your bitches. Female rappers too. I don't give a fuck, boo. Words, I'm here to crush all my peers. Rhymes of the month, been the source for 20 years. Nigga scared, I'm detrimental to your mental state. I use my presidential Rolex to be debate. Niggas fight, Glock cops, your temple gets fucked. MCs that fuck with LL, they get fucked, that's real. What's up with that, I shot your deal. Light shit, nigga slip, now how the bullet feel. New York appeal, in LA they gang bang. But if you touch a mic, your motherfucking ass hang. That's facts. Niggas don't receive no type of slack. Cause if they do, their ass is always running back. Not this time, but next time.
my name, name LL. Shitting from on top of the game. I shot ya.
Welcome to the CD show. It's another back in the day clip. We talk about all types of old school cartoons, music, you know, what's happening now, what's going on, fathers, mothers, baby mothers, father, everything goes on right now. But, you know, it's like I'm waiting for the rest of my team to come in. So, you know, while I'm waiting for them, I'm going to play, you know, some back in the day hits. Next up is, hold on, let me make sure everything's good. Yeah. Next up is Foxy Brown, 7:30. Keep it locked on the TD show.
Oh, oh, what the fuck? Yo, they say I'm 7:30. Say I spaz out. FB is ill. She a wild out. Can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. Could I smile when I'm hurting so bad as yo?
How can we start this? My life is thorough, never hard. I laid it down from the Cape to the St. Louis Arches. From the Windy City to the streets in Cali to the streets in Houston. My dick is always boosting. Some bitches always holler how they don't spend a dollar. But that's cause they ain't got it. Now tell me where's the logic? And if I talk it, I done did it or I'm about to do it. I'm making anthems, got a million niggas bouncing to it. Bust your guns, and if that ain't enough, then bust again. I've been thugging since B.I.C. made just a friend. Matter of fact, ever since Flavor's rocking clock. And even then, it was no bitch that can compare to Fox. Let me hear it knock, pretty, you would be right. This Prada fit me tight, this Gucci fit me right. Who could quickly write like seven joints and it be tight? You know how good we sound, you know it's a boogie round. They say I'm 7:30, say I spaz out. FB is ill, she a wild out. So can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside? They say I'm 7:30, say I spaz out. FB is ill, she a wild out. But can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside? Yo, my life is full of problems. Sometimes it's hard to dodge them. So much you couldn't fathom. I wish I didn't have them. They say I'm 7:30 pretty, but I rap too dirty. Dolores criticizing me and probably never heard me. So what, I crashed my range. My last name ain't changed. This time it's different, no. I'm not exploiting names. Yeah, I write my shit. It's not a fucking game. So what, he wrote some songs. I blew him up the same. I'm never ducking Dame. Y'all know just where to find me. I would've killed them, but it just wouldn't be fair to mommy. Imagine me doing time. Foxy behind bars. Not me the crime star. Y'all bitches ain't worth it. Although my life ain't perfect, I'll never change a thing. Y'all want success, but y'all don't know about the pain it brings. It's supposed to make you happy and keep your paper long. This beat is kinda ill. How could you hate this?
Yo, they say I'm 7:30. Say I spaz out. FB is ill. She a wild out. But can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside? They say I'm 7:30. Say I spaz out. FB is ill. She a wild out. But can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside?
Some hoes is always jacking like I can't make it happen. Like they don't know my cash. Like they don't know my past. Best of pop star bitches with the soft image. So what, I ain't with them. Bitches off limits. Be where I always be. See who I choose to see. Although we're not together, this heart belong to me. See, at times I think y'all bitches be confusing me. Like I'm some sweet shorty, I'm still street. You're not on my level, and I won't stoop. And I'm the one that got you kicked out your own group. Chicks be always thinking that I'ma let it ride. I might not kill you, but I hurt you till you're dead inside. Third album in ya, still wanna test Brown? I'm so hood, bitches know I boogie get down. It could be real drama, it's still an ill nana. They ain't a bitch walla, and you beat holla. They say I'm 7:30, say I spaz out. FB is ill, she a wild lot. But can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside? They say I'm 7:30, say I spaz out. FB is ill, she a wild out. But can y'all feel my pain? I can't let it slide. How could I smile when I'm hurting so bad inside?
This is TD Show. 7:30, old school joint by Foxy Brown. It's not a game. The beat is sick. Listen to three of NYC's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. where we will be talking about a bunch of funny shit where the whole cast will be blazed and discussing all-time favorite toys and cartoons from way back in the day. Come join in the convo and see what's Smokeheads. I put potheads, I don't want to sound like no crackheads. Smokeheads do after lighting up a fatty. They control the music and phone lines and shout outs is me and the rest of my staff is the Gunners. We got 6-4 SD in the building.
Yeah.
Ow.
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 Yo!
Yeah,
blip, blip, blip.
You hear me?
Yo!
Yeah,
we what's poppin', man?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, this nigga Pat is an asshole.
Oh, hey.
That beat is sick, man.
Some say I'm 7:30. Some
yeah.
say I'm fat. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Niggas invited me to a game to get their ass on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tactician.
What up, man? What's today's focus right now? Come on, man. Get it online right
What's
now.
What's today's handle right now?
Send it up. Send up to today's topic. Send it up.
Today's topic happens to be back in the day Sunday. Everything that went on back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy,
when
easy,
I was
simple.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Now it's Thursdays.
Yeah, back in the day Sunday.
Yeah.
2 times on Friday.
You know,
2 times on Friday because she's a smutter.
I know y'all remember the thumb wrestlers.
The what?
The finger wrestlers.
Yeah.
They had a hole in their back.
Hell yeah.
And then they actually had the ring. That cheap ass ring.
Yeah, I remember that very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One more thing that you,
yeah.
One more thing that it had like a, it was just like, it wasn't shaped as a ball, but it's like, it was big at the end, then it had the little skinny string, well, not skinny pole or whatever. And then it had something that you put your foot in. And you were supposed to, like, you jumped
around,
over
around.
It. Huh?
Yeah. Skip it, nigga.
Yeah, you skipped it
oh,
or whatever.
Sure. Skip it. Skip it. Niggas don't remember skip it?
Yeah, skip it. Mm. Well, what about the ball that was in, the ball was in the middle and then you had the platform that you stepped on and you bounced up and down and shit?
Hell yeah. I thought that was your mom.
Nah, it was actually your grandma.
Oh, really? That's interesting because your Bomb. Grandma and his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which makes you my son and little brother all at the same time.
Oh, yeah,
no doubt.
I was going to get Peaches to call up, but she's too sophisticated for anybody.
Yeah, she's too high post for the world. So
yeah.
We have to get a VIP, what you call it, RSVP. A call from her.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible.
It is.
She said that, our sister said that she was out here, and they was about to go to a club in Philly, and she's like, but are you sure we're going to go to Philly? Like, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people get shot in Philly, don't they? I'm like, whoa, you're from Brooklyn, and you're talking that mess? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone is horrible, man.
Horrible, horrible.
There we go.
Mighty Dog, chicken dinner and gravy.
What happened?
Oh, where's this slow Alisa?
She's actually calling up in a few.
Listen, let's get some gang activity going on here. Let's get some callers on the line, 347-215-8388. So we can get all of these topics online, topics of the day, topics of the week, flavors of the month, preferably your mom, and we can get everything lined up, man, because, you know, this is a TV show and we go in, all right? We don't give a shit who you are, where you're from, who you know, or who you came with. So let's not make this too difficult. Let's not make it too difficult, man. Everybody's tired. Everybody had a long weekend, you know what I'm saying? You can tell because niggas is not saying much, but, you know, we still got the spark here.
When she calls up, when she calls up, being the fact she's a smut butt, when she calls up, I'm going to play this one song that probably describes everything that goes on in her life. It's pretty funny. It's funny because yesterday, I was like, so you get it popping, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, I get it popping all the time. And mm-hmm. as soon as she said all the time, I played that Ludacris hoe joint. Hoe, you's a hoe, you's a hoe. I said that you's a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Hoes on that way.
Pretty much. I'm going to play a little old school, back in the day, freestyle.
Okay.
Keep it out on the TV show.
A lot of niggas want banks on, but my kind of beef will fuck up your grill. I'm not the kind you put franks on. I'm hot now, so my meals is home cooked. I deal with more hoes than a Chinese phone book. You hide them with your messed up ratchets. I'm out blowing haze bags the size of ketchup packets. Fuck who's in your ride. There's tools on my side by the female stands with tattoos on the thighs. There's a lot of cats losing their wives, cause the next time I see them, they got black and blues on their eyes. Nah, I ain't ready to die, but I'm prepared. So I'd rather grow old with gray hairs in my beard. They know me in the field, the kid with the fans that argue over my balls like Kobe and Shaquille. If you're talking about millions, throw me in the deal. Big city stadium tour, rolling in the wheel.
That's when Banks was hot. I mean, they said he has a new album out now, and I mean, I don't know, man. I'm like, eventually your time is up. You end up running out of rhymes. I mean, you're doing so much freestyling to the point where now you ran out of shit, and now you can't put out an album. Or if you put out an album, you ain't talking about shit. But this joint right here is pretty hot.
That's why I'm on a level you need to step the rap game up to. I live on the road, but for the day I'ma roll out. Besides, my hotel room's bigger than your whole house. Fuck the game, don't let the rap game fuck you. They shelter you, when nobody hears shit but you. I hit you for the right price. If you just follow your pride, you're not ready to hood knife. I'm not sure if you don't listen. Don't worry about me fucking your broad. I don't confuse no chicken. And I don't know nothing to near niggas dig. Since I built my career off the base of life, take a dip. Got a bigger crib and a bigger car, and I get a bigger role, cause I'm a bigger star. And I ain't hating one bit, but you niggas are acting chicken-made. All you're missing is the wig and bra. I'm a star.
Some of me too.
DJ Black Word is part one.
Come on. Cause Kev, you know, when it come up to the top of Kev, he gets me low. Can you cool Kev, talk to me? Cause you know what I'm saying? They look like they want to go some more. I'm the mediator. Too easy.
Hey, Frank. Hey, yo. I know you want to see me on your stadium or TV. With 380 on the EV. I ski babies on your breezy.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't stopping. Homie Jacob can freeze me. Freeze me and it's Papa Gone. We got guns like Papa arms. I put a ring on their finger, but the rat still acts them. It's one and all the mine. I'm the rat Joe Jackson.
It's the rat.
For murdering every who kid, case slaying Big Mike, committed to his height. You ain't even put up a fight, so it's back to the amateurs, rapping your sandwiches. I'm hot now, so the rats wanna stand with us. They hop in the van with us and clap on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, get that.
Get that
G.
Get that G unit. Gun him up.
You said get that G unit?
Yeah. And right after that, get your mom a diaper chin strap for her chin, because I'm going to leave her shit on the floor.
To hold her chin while she's falling? Get your mom a new fucking spinal cord, because I broke that one.
Oh, boy.
She's just laying down like putty in the bed.
Putty? Your mama look like Jabba the Smut.
Jabba
I'm just going to call her Jabba the Slut.
Damn, I should have shot that nigga off the hip.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, you should have. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's my movie. He's like, yo, man, watch out, man. He just bumped into me. He said, watch out. Oh, I stood my ass off, man. He said, hey, man. He said, what? You just bumped into me. Well, move out my way when you see me coming by.
Uh-huh.
Shame, hey. He said, hey, man, this is the Lord territory. Who you with? Who you think I'm with, sucker?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who you with?
Safe, brother.
I'm with the Hawks, sucker.
Shanine.
He's like, yo, man, dude, this is the law territory. You got 5 seconds to get up out of here.
Well,
but how about this? I'll tell you what.
Like,
yeah, you start counting to fight like a sucker. Bet. 1, 2. Hey, man.
Hey,
I think that's the dude.
That was messing with little boy, man.
Yeah, that's him. You damn right I was messing with a little boy. That's exactly what he was, a little boy fucking with a man.
That's that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Exactly what he is, a little boy.
Little boy fucking with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shit, Carla, you're on the air.
What's up, y'all?
What up, who that?
The one and only.
Oh, Hada, Hada, Hada.
Shut the fuck up.
Hada.
Oh, put it, ho.
Your mom.
Duh.
My mother? No. Your mother, sweetheart. You want to talk to her?
Yo, who's the female?
Yep, she's the biggest and baddest, too.
Matter of fact, you know what? I can't even put on the phone now. I'm out this phone. Hello.
Hello.
Nah, what up? What up, Hoda?
That's Hoda.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good. Hi. Where's your girl Yana at?
She at home.
Jolly green giant face. So keep it real. Is this chick cute or not? Keep it real.
I don't have nothing to do with it.
Oh, Lord.
Not answering the question. She's evading questions, so we already know what that means.
Yeah.
Not really.
So what you're saying
is
I have a better chance walking around with a broom than walking around with her.
Word. Or walking around with an orangutan.
Yeah.
Some losers. So what's the subject today?
Topic is back in the day Sunday and you spreading your legs.
What happened?
We want to tape your butthole open.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, for real.
What's the subject though?
I want to crazy glue my hands to your butt cheeks.
The subject is your butthole.
Wait, you heard that?
Your butthole. And
you heard that?
Who touches it? What? What happened?
No, my mom's hurt me. She said I'm ignorant.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you are. She knows that, though. You're not, man.
Crazy
anyway,
glue. Crazy
the situation,
glue.
The situation, the subject today is your butthole. How often do you reveal your butthole to someone other than the girl?
No.
Whoa.
I have to think about it, like, never.
When was the last time you showed your butthole with someone?
Like, it could be a doctor, anything, you know.
To my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man,
okay.
Why was you showing her that for?
Why was you showing her your butthole?
Because.
Yeah, like a bump on it or something?
Was she shaving it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Was she whacking your butthole?
No, not at all.
So what was she doing at your butthole that you had to show her?
Because she always want to look at my ass.
We're talking about butt, or we're talking about, I'm talking about the hole. I'm talking about you cocking over, taking either hand on either butt cheek and spreading to reveal the inside of your anus, which is your butthole.
Booty
I'm
not
talking about your butt cheeks. I'm talking about your
I know. Ass. I know what you're talking about, nigga.
Okay, so you referred your asshole to your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
okay,
cause she always wanted to finger me, my ass.
Oh, Lord.
You said finger you in your ass?
Yeah, she always wanted to do that, but it never happened.
What did she have, big fingers?
No.
I bet you.
It's a girl, like. It was a girl, so.
She was a girly girl?
Nah, she was a stud.
A stud? Whoa.
What happened? A sports bra and a strap on. Is that the devil?
Yeah, basically. They want to be a man, but they don't want to fuck a man.
They want to be a man, but they don't want. They don't have enough money for the operation, so they just run around fighting with fitted hats. Is that what it is? And saggy jeans?
And saggy jeans.
Okay, and braids, because, you know, niggas are female these days. They wear braids, so.
Braids.
Yeah, there's no way of telling. There's no way of telling these days, you know what I'm saying?
If not, they cut their hair off and get a tape up.
What a low Caesar, right? Yeah, I know the type. There's a lot of confused types like that around here. I don't really pay them any mind, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you this, though. If I swing some dick their way, it won't be no different than any, than a straight female. They'll enjoy that dick for the night, but then they'll munch and rug tomorrow. I'm not trying to convert you, bitch. Honestly, you're already a weak link, so you might as well stay on the dark side, you know what I'm saying? But I will plug her, though. I will plug a dyke. I'll plug them quick fast.
I mean, I don't know if I could, man. I mean, they dress up to be like you, so.
Dress up to be like me? Well, let me ask you a question. They're acting, just like an actor. I paid $10, $11 now, to go see an actor dressing up to pretend to be something else or not. So, what's the difference between that and seeing
a real one
and bone in a dyke? You're acting, man. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's not their fault. At a certain point, they assume responsibility, but it's not their fault. Their parents didn't hug them. They didn't want to spend time with them. Whatever the case is, they started hating men. They didn't know how to deal with their confronted issues.
No, just because men just don't know how to treat a female. It's because men just don't know how to treat a female.
Let me ask you a question. What happened to staying by yourself? Why is that such a bad thing these days, like staying by yourself? You got to have somebody something, anything? Anything, huh? You might as well just fast forward and get a horse or something. That's the way I feel about it. Fast forward, get yourself a little horse and you can ride the horse with dick and all of that. My thing is if you're gonna be a lesbian, be a lesbian. Don't put a strap on. Don't wear a strap on.
But that's the whole purpose of doing whatever with another female, because how they gonna get their nut off?
Okay, but you make it seem like manly women can't treat you the same way, or if anything, worse.
Some niggas don't even make you nut. Like, that's the whole situation. Like, niggas, not all niggas make you nut.
So, and until you had sex with every single guy in the world, you can't say, okay, I'm turning gay because the two guys I dealt with couldn't do this and couldn't do that. I mean, you got three gentlemen right here. I mean, I don't want you, though, so.
I'll take you for the night, but I definitely don't want you.
I don't want none of y'all niggas for the night.
I would say that too if I just got played.
Me too. But
not really. Y'all just not my cup of tea.
I mean, it is what it is. There's somebody for everybody. You know what I mean?
But hey, I'm allergic to tea. Okay.
I'm allergic to what?
She says not her cup of tea. I'm allergic to tea.
Oh well, it is what it is. You got to do what you can do for yourself. But my whole thing is, like, I don't know. I think there was a point she was trying to make before. Like, you could get treated the same way. It's the type of individual. It's the content of their character. It's not the content of their genes. You know what I'm saying? So if you want somebody to treat you right, you got to be that person. And that you attract that kind of person. If you want to just bust a nut, then holla at me. So you got to find somebody that'll help you squeeze that off. You know what I'm saying? If you want painful sex, then you find somebody that can do that for you.
Well, now that I've seen it on both behalves, on a nigga and a female, I'm just going to be on my own. I'm not beefing no female, and I ain't beefing no girl, so.
Hold on, you said what now?
Whoa, hold on, pause. She said she's not beefing no female, and she's not beefing no girls.
I said, oh, guys, whatever.
All right, so
I ain't
like
beefing no guys
like
and
women.
I ain't beefing no females.
You don't like men and you don't like women now?
No.
So what, have you moved on to dogs now? Livestock?
Yeah.
What is it?
Cats, dogs, and whatever like that. But
okay.
No
so
more human beings.
No, I understand what you're saying. My whole, it's, you know, you got to search yourself. You know what I mean? Like, what do you really want? You know what I'm saying? You may be wanting the wrong things. You may want to redirect that. Because, you know, you get
well,
what you ask for, you get it because you ask for
neither
it.
Neither of them, females and guys, ain't shit.
Well, let me ask you a question. If everybody that is around you ain't shit, maybe you should start looking at yourself.
hey, I do look at myself, and that's why I need to change the stuff that I do.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Because you are nice on the inside. Forget about how you look. You're nice on the inside.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Yo.
But you know, it's always good to hear from you. I like you. Even though you were fine the first day I met you, because you like you had a kind of like big hip. And I mean, where I'm from, that's like a dime a dozen. So that's why I was kind of like not paying you no mind. But it was funny to see, to watch you how you know interacted with the natives. You know what I'm saying? That was funny. But I hope you find what you're looking for as far as you know showing your butthole and all of that. I hope you get more out of that.
And quick question: when's the last time you looked in? In between the buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Of a male or female's ass.
Never.
Because that's some gay shit if it was a male.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's both of some gay shit. Like, looking into anyone's asshole.
That is trifling.
All right, now mention, this is a back in the day show, so mention something back in the day that you missed or that, you know, can relate. You know, something like, the fire hydrant, you know, you didn't get into the pool, so you scrape the fuck out of a can and then put it on the fire hose to spray it at people, or like Boston baked beans or some shit like that. Like, it is up with something that you did back in the day that you want to bring to the show.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
I'm too stressed out to think about back in the day.
What are you stressed out about?
This shit that's on my mind.
What's the oldest girl you've been with?
What?
What's the oldest girl you've been with?
Huh? Muffy.
Okay, well, how old is she?
20.
Would you mess with a Caucasian / Boricua?
No.
No?
I will.
Even if she has pretty eyes?
Nope.
Because we actually have one on the phone right now. Lisa, welcome to the show. Lisa.
Yo, sorry.
Look a hold over
what's
there.
Up,
fantasizing
JJ?
And shit. Hey,
I'm just listening.
We have a confused individual on the phone right now. Maybe you can help her out. She doesn't like guys, but then now she doesn't like women. So I think she's going to go towards transvestites now, you know. I mean, I don't know.
You were so retarded.
Lisa, you're bisexual, right?
Excuse me?
You heard me. Are you bisexual?
No.
Damn, maybe she ain't
yes,
like put on the spot like that.
Oh, man, come on. Lisa don't give a shit about that. Matter of fact, the same question that 6'4 asked her. When's the last time someone looked at it, your butthole? Like, looked in between your butt cheeks?
Who are you asking that to, JJ?
You. Have you ever exposed your asshole? Well, obviously, you have, but has anyone ever literally just looked and investigated your asshole?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, have you ever looked into another person's butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Who's saying mm-hmm?
It's 6'4".
Hey, 6'4".
What up? You gonna answer the question?
Not really. I really didn't.
Answer the question.
I said no.
When's the last time you had your butthole inspected?
What did he say?
When's the last time you had your butthole inspected?
Last week.
Ooh.
Now, did you go to the urologist? Is that where you went to get that inspected, or
was it the analogist? or was it the anologist?
No, the urologist is the ass doctor.
Oh, I thought it was just the ass. The ass doctor. That's a horrible position. You know, I actually wanted to be a gynecologist until I saw fat women. And then I said, you know what, never mind.
That's not nice, JJ. What if somebody's fat?
Then they're fat.
Somebody,
I mean,
somebody's mom is fat right now. So you got.
Yeah, but it's just not right. You shouldn't say that.
Say what? Fat woman?
I mean, that's not like, oh, I wanted to be one until I seen fat woman.
Okay, how about this? Until I saw unattractive women.
That sounds a little better.
Wow, was you fat at one time?
Fat, man.
Hell no.
You was never fat?
When I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, SD, you there?
What
happened? Yeah, I thought you was hung up or whatever.
Oh, SD's here today, too?
I'm holding down the front office right now. Y'all go ahead and talk to me.
What did he say?
He said he's holding down. He's holding it down right now, so y'all talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, S is dealing with some security issues right now. So you know, once he deals with those issues, we straighten his motherfuckers out, get him in line, then he'll be right back at you.
So you got any back in the day things you want to amp about or you want to, you know, bring to the table? Like, for instance, me, I would have to say the Icy Man scraping the shit out of that big-ass block of ice
mm-hmm.
and pouring that sugary-ass juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it was the shit.
They were the shit.
Yeah. Then you had the little, one of the Icy's that you used to get from the pizza store.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like that paper. Like you be eating it, and you eat it. It'd be so hot outside that it's dripping through the paper cup onto
mm-hmm.
your clothes.
Right.
And then the real fat, greedy ones like myself would eat the Icy, and they had the nerve to squeeze the cup
uh-huh.
and suck the juice out of it. Pause.
And you had to suck on the cup. You had
yeah.
to suck on the cup. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really completely satisfying until you did that.
Yeah. Has anyone here ever watched the Power Rangers?
Isn't Lisa a Power Ranger anyway?
What he say?
You're doing a lot. I noticed you're doing a lot of not listening over there. So I don't think anyone should repeat anything until you start listening. Everyone else can hear me, but you.
That must be 6'4".
That must be 6'4". I'm glad you know. Let's get acquainted.
Hey, yo.
I got some shit going on over here too. You know.
I mean, no shit. Why don't you pass that?
I got. Hey, hold up. Hold up.
If your son had
a little, you know, a little date or whatever, and your son had a date, you know, he's 10 years old, and his girlfriend is 10, and he got mad at her and called her a cunt, what would you do?
I want to do.
Huh?
I don't know. Smack him.
Smack him. What about you, Six?
Well, I'd go and I'd look in the mirror.
For what reason?
Because I'd have to look at myself because that's the only place he could have gotten that from.
Oh, wow. That was deep.
I probably wouldn't do anything. I'd probably just be like, oh, wow. That's horrible.
I'd say don't say that first, but I wouldn't flip on them because he got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Kids don't come up with shit like that on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Now, could they got it from another kid?
They got it from wherever they got it from, but you're supposed to be on top of that shit as a parent. So you're not going to go and yell at the fucking kids for saying, you stupid bitch, knowing that you call your wife a dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
I don't do stuff like that. I'm too conscientious of a father. I may not be the best father, but I try. You know what I'm saying?
No, you are a good father, especially being coming from where we came from.
Right.
You actually did. You are a good father.
Right.
I will
actually,
say that.
Actually, I was talking to Daddy the other day, and he was like, yeah, you're not a good father. Like, you're not because, for whatever his reasoning was, and I just think he was saying that to bring something out of me. You know what I'm saying? To bring,
yeah.
like,
How old is your son?
He's 5.
Mm.
He said, you do bigger and you do better for your kids. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you do. But, you know, no one's going to tell me that I'm a bad father, like not even my own dad. Especially when we had conversations before, like, and he was like, the sins of the father fall onto the son. So basically what you're saying is I'm subjected to the same things that you are subjected to. But then in the very next breath, you're going to say I'm a bad father. Like, what are you saying about yourself? This is why I'm saying my understanding transcends all of that. Because if my son is sitting there and he's beautiful, he's a reflection of me, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So what's really going on out here?
But what's your what makes you a good father? Like, why you say you're a good father?
Because, number one, my son was in my mind. He started in my mind and my heart before anything else. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't just something that just came up or, like, just happened. Like, he didn't just happen. You know what I'm saying? That's the furthest thing from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He started in my mind and my heart first. And after that, I've talked to him. I've talked to him just the way we talk. Like, I don't talk to him like a baby. I don't hold the truth. I don't hold the truth from him. I don't hold nothing from him. I take him with me wherever I go so he can see how we interact. Everybody knows him. Everybody that knows me knows him. You know what I'm saying? He's
mm-hmm.
got men around him all of the time, regardless of what they do or what they don't do or who they are. It's the content of the character that's important. You know what I'm saying? He has his spot in my home. All right? He's got his little work table. He's got his area. I can cook for him. I teach him how to write his name, and I teach him other things. I take him to the park and share experiences with him. I pick him up and I hug him and tell him I love him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this is going on 5 years. This is not something that just happened. Like, this is how it's been. So I'm a damn good father. And if you ask him, he'll tell you the same thing. Don't ask me, as a matter of fact. Ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even answer it because I'll tell you I'm the best.
You sound like a good dad.
Yeah, because not everybody will come out and sit here and say that.
Mhm.
It's not a bad thing. I ain't scared of that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But I'm not scared of that. Like, I'm scared of myself. I'm not scared of being his dad. You know? Word. Somebody needs to recharge their battery. Recharge that vibrator. Recharge that vibrator battery. Somebody was going in.
Do any of you women have toys?
Word.
No.
Liars.
Okay, I don't.
Are any of you women liars?
No.
Yeah, I like you. So, what do you think the most the sexiest part? You think it's more important to be beautiful or more important to be sexy?
To be sexy.
One at a time. You first, Hoda, because you're a guest.
Shut up.
You go first.
You go first.
Say it again.
I said, do you feel it's more important to be beautiful or to be sexy? What's more important?
Sexy.
Interesting. Why is that?
Wrong answer.
I said why.
That's not. There's no right or wrong. Why do you say that, Hope?
You know what? You guys won't stop calling me a
hoe. No, I said I'm calling you hoe. I'm not saying hoe. And you already know the nature of the people you talk to, so don't be surprised.
Hold up.
You know what I mean?
You're gonna eat right now.
Slow down.
Go get it and come right back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spread your legs before he comes back.
6 minutes.
You have 5 minutes.
Why this? Niggas don't know what to do with that corny ass jelly. Niggas don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? That's not natural. A nigga probably be with her and be like, yeah, I made her hips like that. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Mama's hips is like that. Nigga, like, what are you talking about? So you ain't putting no work in on that.
Yeah.
You ain't putting no man hours in on them buns, nigga. Spread her butt while you hitting it from the
shit. Spread her
shit. That, nigga. You can grab her by her throat and into the wall, nigga, while you was bottoming out in her to the point where started tearing and shit, nigga.
Hollowing at it.
You know what I'm saying? And leave her slumped on the bed, like, leave on some arrogant shit, jump off the bed, go get something to drink, and leave her there, mangled up.
Jump up and put the bitch on the
bed. Come on, man, niggas don't know what time it is, man. You gotta fall back.
You said, word? I jumped up and pushed that bitch off the bed.
I'm gonna tell you a couple of things that pissed me off. People that drive in the fast lane, slow as shit. Uh-huh. Like it, the right, the slow lane is empty, but you choose to drive slow as shit in the left lane. Why? Especially when you're in a rush.
Uh-huh.
Fucking amazing. I hate people that tailgate me.
Mhm. I love that. I go slow as shit.
Oh yeah.
I make slow turns and all of that. You see me? I go. If you tailgate me, and don't be at a stop sign. Let's not stop at a stop sign, because I'm stopping twice.
Twice.
Then I'm stopping again, and then I'm putting on my signal. Listen, man, you can't rush me, man. When you're driving, this is very driving is some very serious shit.
Which one?
Listen, tell her to shut up. I'll be there in a couple of hours.
Well, I'm about to get off because I got to start cleaning my house and shit. So.
Who is that? Who is that that's getting off?
It's right now.
It's older.
Hold on, baby. Listen, you ain't even answer the question. Like, you can't go nowhere yet.
Because I don't feel like answering no questions right about now.
All right, well, yo. Hold on.
Yeah.
Fucking, you said you're going to go clean your house.
Yeah, my apartment.
I mean, your apartment is the size of my room.
Word. All you gotta do is sweep all of the dirt under that one carpet in the middle of the doghouse and you get money.
See, y'all thinking about my old apartment. All right, so.
I mean, I'm talking about your new one, but I mean, whatever.
Well, whatever.
But guess what?
Guess what?
Hold up.
Thanks for calling.
Hold up, you just got yourself banged on, bitch.
That's when I answer the question. Get your head right.
Mm-hmm.
Smutty buddy.
Smut bot.
Smut bot.
Kanban smut bot.
Kanban.
Fucking these potato chips up. Kanbans. And this chick. This broad.
Holy.
Yeah.
What, did she hang up?
Yeah, she hung up.
Nah, she's a retard.
I'm going to play a little Spanish flavor, man.
Huh?
I'm going to play some Spanish flavor. This is off the Woo soundtrack.
Oh, boy.
We got a call on the air.
Arriba!
Arriba! Ibra, America!
Who that?
Hold on, I'm unmuting them now.
Unmute them.
Is this a Chelsea Woman radio?
We're calling you on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, this is JJ. You got 6-4 in the back and SD.
This is Netta B, the one and only.
Mm-hmm. What's good, Netta?
What's up?
What up, man?
What's going on?
Question of the day. For you, Ashley Six.
What happened?
Ask her the question of the day.
Oh, the question of the day. What is more important to you?
Nah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to keep it civil, but I forgot that we're three assholes. Anyway, have you ever, when's the last time you had your butthole open and looked at? When's the last time someone saw your asshole?
Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat the question, please.
Okay. That'd be. When was the last time, oh, I'm sorry. This is, oh, by the way, just in case you ain't know.
That's 6'4".
This is 6'4".
What's 6'4"?
I'm 6'4".
Oh, that's how tall you are?
No. Yeah, well, that's what I'm called. Anyway, when was the last time someone looked at an asshole?
Look or lick?
Look. I mean, because they gotta look to lick. Right?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I hear you, blonde lickers.
Blind
liquors. Blind liquors, man.
Blind liquors.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean,
the
answer the question.
Last time somebody looked at it?
Yeah.
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's lying, though. I think she's lying. Just for publicity right now. What do you got?
Why should I lie?
What is this? A publicity stunt?
I'm sorry, repeat
this
that.
Was a publicity stunt?
The role untouched.
Okay. I like it, role.
This is what y'all do on the radio.
I mean, we do a lot of things on the radio. This is just one of the things we do on the radio.
Topic of the day.
All mysteries. We cover untruth. You know. We spread love, you know what I'm saying? And we also...
What's your ratings right now?
Ratings, of course.
To the roof.
You're making difference right now.
I'm sorry?
You're making all the difference right now.
Am I?
Yes.
That's what's up.
So, you had someone look at your asshole yesterday.
No, I really haven't. No, last time I had my asshole looked at about 15 days ago.
Oh, Lord. You know approximately how many days.
Was that now? Was that your urologist, or was that just a sexual encounter?
That was a sexual encounter.
Okay, hello. Okay. Good. I assume you are of age. You're 18.
I am 35.
Excuse me.
I am 35.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
Oh, and my birthday is the 23rd of July, so make sure y'all shout me out.
What happened?
27th of July.
23rd.
Oh, Lord, you're not a Cancer, are you? I don't fuck with Cancer.
I am the first day of Leo, baby.
Good, so you're definitely a fire sign. I like that.
I'm definitely a fire sign. 6'4". I'm 5'4".
Oh, Lord. Out of control.
Out of control.
So, 6'4".
Yes, that.
When have you had your asshole looked at?
Oh, I hope never.
Actually, I never had anybody look at my asshole. I had females try to get close to it when they were giving me head. But I had to counteract that very fast.
Word. Fast, not slow.
Now, if a female wants to lick my asshole now, she can do that.
Oh, whoa.
She can
no.
do that.
Ah.
No, brother, no. Listen, this is it's not something we prepare for, all right? It's not something we're not going to plan
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, I know. I know
it's
that.
It's going to be, listen, you're giving me head. You just want to, you go down there, whatever. I mean, I might not stop you. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But we're not going to plan for you. You're not going to be camping out around my butthole. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be camping around my butthole. It's not going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Excuse me?
It could have. It could possibly happen.
What the camping?
I might not camp out there, but I'm sure I can get you to the point where you're so relaxed.
All right, hold on. I, meaning yourself, are you inviting your tongue to my ass right now?
No, I'm saying. If that's the case, I'm just generalizing it, but yes, I'm speaking on terms of me and you. It doesn't necessarily have to be me and you, just using us as two symbols that we're talking about.
So you're an ass licker.
I can be.
Okay.
I have been.
Okay. When was the last time you licked ass?
It's been a couple years.
Okay. All right.
Because my partners, or whoever was the partner at the time, doesn't always feel comfortable with that. So you can't just lick.
Mm.
And if you, as a man, if that makes you feel uncomfortable, then as a woman, we have to stop that.
Not only that, but I'll whip your ass, so you got to keep that in mind, too. That, you know, yeah, if you keep sticking your tongue in my ass and I don't want it to, I'll whip your ass.
Yeah, but you might like it.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with liking it. Like, if I say to you, listen, I don't want you to do that, then you got to stop that. You know what I'm saying?
And a woman would, only because that's a sensitive area for the man, and he might not like that, so you would have to stop it. But.
They are. Good point. So is the call.
A freak like me, you'll like that. And that has nothing to do with you being gay or anything
You know, it's funny because I was told by a certain superior female that I'm related to and had the nerve to tell me that I'm not comfortable with my sexuality if I can't take a finger in my ass.
You're not.
Oh, boy. Who told you that? Tell him to call up right now.
This female, I'm actually at her home.
Okay, really? Oh, wow.
And she's not going to get on the phone.
No, hell no.
I don't need to hear any more. All I'm going to say is...
But listen, can I elaborate for that superior?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk for her.
Nasty.
First of all, you're not sure about your sexuality because it's a bedroom thing. Nobody has to know but you and whoever you do it with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have had plenty of men.
What is
this? I have went there with them and loved it. And you know what they say at the end? You better not tell nobody. Yo, can we keep this between me and you? While I'm doing it, they toes is just...
I mean, I've been constipated. I've been constipated before, so, I mean, that's not a good feeling, so therefore.
It's not a good feeling. Well, how do you think females feel? Females probably feel the same way. I don't like it in my butt.
Why not?
Because.
SD came out the cut. Like, yo, why?
Oh, yeah. It's going on. Just let the truth in.
That's an exit. It's not an entrance. All
right, what about you?
What about what?
What about your mouth?
What about?
You use that as free spin as your pussy?
Do I what?
Do you use that as free spin as your pussy?
My mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, depending on what you mean. You mean as far as what?
What it sound like. Come on now.
Sucking?
Yeah, basically.
No, that ain't basically.
I mean,
yeah,
what else do you use
in
your
mouth
for?
A lot.
Cool.
I kiss a lot. I'm a kisser.
I asked her, and she used her mouth just as much as her pussy. Oh, basically, it can be someone, any set person, any nondescript individual fucking the face. Nah, I ain't saying no nondescript nigga or whatever, but I'm just asking in general, whoever she deals with, does
right.
she use her mouth as much as she uses her twat?
That's
a good question.
When it comes to what I think you're talking about, no, I do not.
All right, so you don't get head. That's what you're telling me?
I don't give a lot of it, no.
Oh, my God. It's a yes or no question.
No.
No, you don't give head. Wow.
See,
yes, so that's what...
One of the yes or no. Yes, I do. I don't do it a lot.
Oh, boy.
All right. I mean, we ain't got to complicate it. We ain't got to sugarcoat it. You either open your mouth and see the penis or you don't. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really one of the...
Either you're receiving penis in the mouth or you're not. Are you?
Shit,
are you taking subcutaneous shots of
But you'll let a nigga eat. But you'll let a nigga eat that box all day, every day, right?
All
of course,
day.
Of course. Now you know what? What if
he's again, depending on who he is, he could get that.
What if he pulls a 69 on you? Will you do that?
Yeah.
What if he's eating the shit? What if he's eating the shit out of your pussy, like, and you come all in his mouth and all of that, like. And he's putting his nose into it, and if he flips you around and wants to belly his cock in his throat, he should be able to do that.
That's what I'm
saying. You're right. You're right. And I'm
he has the right to stick down your mouth.
Right. All right. So you might as well get rid of it then, you know what I'm saying? So what you're saying is that depending on the individual you're with, you might be able to get, you know, throw.
I choose. It's what I choose.
All right. That's all. You ain't got to say anything. Nah.
You know?
Whatever I choose.
Okay. Now, would you say your mouth is above? Would you say your mouth is above or below room temperature?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Is my mouth?
waiting for an answer.
I would have to say room temperature.
You would say it's room temperature?
You're not doing anything for me then.
Yeah.
You said it's just room temperature.
If it's just room temperature, I could just keep it in my pants, shit.
Yeah, that's true. I need
it. Keep
it
in your pants then. Because girls that got hot breath, if they got a hot breath, they got hollow stink.
I need
you don't want that
ass.
Shit all over your dick.
I need some stink ass breath.
Well, hold on, what was that?
Hot breath. Hot breath.
Right.
You don't want hot breath on your dick.
Why not?
Because you don't, because you got halitosis, all types of fungus in your mouth. That's where the heat comes from.
Honestly, if you face to face with my cock, I'm really not concerned with how your breath smells.
Your breath is hot. That's what
it smell. I didn't say the smell. I said how hot your breath is.
We need hot breath. Hot breath for what it is.
How old is who I'm talking to? What's your age?
It doesn't matter how old I am.
It does matter, because I could tell the immaturity that you guys have.
All right. I could be immature. I could be immature all day, if that's what you want to call it.
I mean, not for nothing.
At the end of the day, that means nothing to either one in this room.
Not for nothing. Age doesn't equal maturity. Age doesn't equal maturity, and it doesn't equal wisdom either. So, I don't know what to ask.
I'm glad somebody let her know that.
And y'all inexperienced.
Okay, all right,
I got a question, So what you're saying is, what makes us an experience? Because you've had more sex than us?
I didn't say I had more sex than you.
All right, so what makes us an experience, or makes that individual?
Because your mentality.
What mentality is that? We are talking about buttholes. What is the mentality?
I ain't talking about buttholes, you're just talking about cocks. You're talking about a hot breath on a dick.
All right, what's the problem?
It don't matter if it's hot or cold.
Why not?
It'll get hot, it'll get warm, it'll get whatever.
Oh, man. You don't understand yet. You're obviously a novice when it comes to that.
So wait, you're saying, all right, hold on, let me ask the other caller that's on the air. Lisa?
Uh-huh.
All right, now, does hot breath take effect to...
You don't even know what to do right now.
Of a cocklet?
This chick is wailing, bro. I'm out there wailing on her shit, bro.
There's no need.
So wait a minute. Hold on, Lisa. Lisa.
Yes.
Does hot breath take effect upon of giving head?
Look, it's either you know how to do it or you don't know how to do it.
Your breath being hot, cold, or it don't make a difference.
I mean, you could give good or you could do it bad. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold.
Can't you just prefer that? Like, what the fuck? Honestly, I don't know anybody that has...
Who has a cold mouth? Your mouth is, like, hot anyway.
Your breath is... Wow. I don't know nobody that has hot breath.
We're not talking about your breath that stinks.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. The temperature. What's your body temperature?
98, 99, that's normal.
I mean, that's normal. That's a normal room temperature. That's normal for your body temperature.
Okay,
my
so
body temperature is probably a little higher.
All right, so let me ask you a question then. So what makes you think your breath is not that same temperature?
It's not.
Oh, my God.
When you take your temperature, you put the thermometer in your mouth. So that's where the temperature is coming from.
Are you an honor?
Yeah, please.
I'm in healthcare.
If you're in healthcare, you should know that when you put the thermometer in your mouth, that's the room temperature.
If you put it in
under your tongue, the thermometer under your tongue,
right,
and it comes out 98.
What happens when you don't take when you put the thermometer somewhere else?
What happens?
You always put it up.
I've never put it anywhere else.
I've only put it under my tongue.
You can put thermometers a whole lot of different places.
Yeah, you can put it underneath.
You can put them under your arm.
Yeah, you put it under your arm.
You can put it in your butthole. You can put it a couple places.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I was taken advantage of. My mom, when I was young, she put the thermometer in my ass.
Come on, son. Come on, dog.
Pause. Mom.
I'm pretty sure everybody's been through that. Like,
why'd you put the thermometer in my butt when I was young?
Yo, I remember one time I went to the doctor, dog.
You did.
I was not having it, you heard?
You
I was not having it. Duke was like, yeah, I got to take your temperature or whatever. I'm like, take my temperature.
Oh, man.
I'm like, take my temperature.
I feel violated.
I'm like, all right, no doubt, take my temperature. I open my mouth and go let him put the thermometer in. He's like, no. He's like, you got to turn around.
All right, I'll let you get that.
Give me a turn around.
He's like, you got to turn around. I'm like, turn around. No way. Swear.
You going to put it behind my neck, nigga?
I'm like, no way. He's like, yeah, you might have to want to pull down your pants. I'm like,
no, I'm good.
I don't know you like that, doc. Niggas couldn't do that
shit. How long is your show?
It's till 8:30.
Yo, where Lisa at? I ain't her rifle yet.
I'm right here.
What up, mama?
What's going on?
Shit car is this?
You tell me.
I don't know what y'all getting into. Trust me.
I'm trying to get into you.
In between your legs.
Oh, who is that speaking? SD?
Yeah, you know what it is.
Not fucking talk, dog.
Have you ever had your butthole taped open?
Excuse me?
Have you ever had
your butthole taped open?
No.
Okay. See, now you're missing out on a lot of good stuff in life. Everybody needs to have their butthole taped open. No, not everybody.
Okay, so maybe you should try it.
Whoa.
On you?
If that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
I
want
to try it on you. When can I tape your asshole open? I'm with it.
I don't know.
What type of tape are we talking about?
You tell me. Light up.
Hey, Nutter B.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your asshole taped open?
No.
Yo, hey!
What's
going on over there?
Have y'all had your butthole taped open?
No homo.
Nah, never.
No homo over here.
No homo over there?
I mean, I don't know about the elder gods.
Light up.
6'4"?
6'4"?
Stop you right now.
Hey, 6.
Right
now. 6'4". Chocolate dew.
Huh?
Where's chocolate dew at?
Chocolate dew?
6'4".
Are we? Oh, Lord.
Hey,
yo, 6.
We not holding, bro. We not holding.
6'4".
I think he's in the Matrix.
He's got some homebound going on.
Oh, man. All right, well, Netta B, thank you for joining in the conversation.
You've seen the screen.
So your superior to call me. All
right.
Because we need to roll out.
Oh, bet. I'm like, yeah, y'all roll out. I'm going to have a party at the crib, no doubt.
Yeah, right. Don't holler at me.
All right. You got yourself banged on, buddy.
I don't know.
So, Lisa.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Are they done over there conversating?
What happened?
Yeah, that's what we're asking. What happened?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
What did you say?
I said, are you finished doing what you're doing over there?
Who did what?
I'm going to tell you what pisses me off, dog. You call somebody, and this is the year 2008. You call somebody's cell phone, they be grown-ass men or grown-ass women, and you call their cell phone, and they still have music on their answering machine. So you got to hear all that BS, and then you leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass woman. Why are you playing music on your answering machine? Your cheap ass phone is against the mic, the speaker, and you're playing your favorite track. And then, what's up? This is such. I ain't here right now, so leave it after that beat. I'm gonna tell you what also pisses me off: people that have two phones and don't answer neither one.
Cause line B is used for something else. That's why.
Huh?
Line B is used for something else. That's why.
Like a charger.
Nah, line B is the It's the fundraiser phone, I should say.
Oh, okay, no doubt. I'm on the same page.
At least that's how it was when I had two phones.
Yeah.
One was for fundraising, the other was just for medicinal purposes only.
Medicinal purposes. Oh, Lisa, what's your MySpace?
Yeah, let's get it. I want to see what this girl looks like, man.
I'm just going to tell everybody on the air?
Yeah, why not? I mean, your shit is private anyway, so if someone tries to add you, all you got to do is deny them.
It's MICKEY.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Did you say that it's DICKINYOURMOUTH?
Mm-mm, that's not what I said.
.com?
No, that's not what I said.
DickInYourMouth.com? That's not it?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. Hold on, let me erase that then.
Yo, all right. Lisa.
Yes.
What size sneakers do you wear?
A 7.5.
In men?
In men?
Yeah.
I wear 6 in boys.
All right. Had to check that.
Jay, you hear all that noise outside?
Yeah, I heard that big-ass pop.
So was somebody that come to New York.
Was that, a fireworks?
I don't know, but can you hold on for a second?
Oh, you nervous?
No, I got to go check where my son is.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, Lisa definitely can get the cum buns.
Let me see. No, there's only one in there.
Hey, cut that shit out.
Hello?
Yo, Lisa.
Yes?
When you coming to see me, girl? Soon?
Did you write down my MySpace page?
I think she did.
Huh?
What is it? Did you give me your email address, or was that just...
That's the only way you're going to be able to find me.
What, the email?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm checking my friends list right now. For those of you that have ideas or questions or you want to give shout-outs when we're not on the air, make sure you hit us up on our technical difficulty email address at SPOONY. _LUVV@yahoo.com. That's Spoonie_love@yahoo.com. You know, guess if you have ideas for the show, or, you know, for the females that actually want to be a host, you know, leave your little resume there, ASL. And that's pretty much it. All right.
Hold on. So, We got Netta B on line one and B on line two?
No, Netta B, she got banged on.
Yeah, she had to, because she was a little ridiculous.
What he say?
Yo, you never know what niggas say. So I'm never gonna repeat myself, ever.
Ever.
But do you understand my phone? I can't hear that good.
Niggas been told you, like, get a new phone. Your shit is a piece of shit.
your shot is shite.
Wow.
So what's your plans for the night, Lisa?
I don't know, Jay.
Oh, Lord, this chick, she requested me. She's from Trenton, New Jersey. I think this chick has a large ass. Just by the way, she's sitting on her sink. Juicy, waistline banging like a baseline. Oh, Lord. How often do you have anal? I mean, how often do you have unprotected sex?
Who are you asking that to?
Obviously you.
Never.
Come on. Don't you have a child?
You said how often do I, often means now, present.
No, often in your life.
I mean, maybe twice. That's it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Can I end it for you?
Huh?
Fuck that shit.
Effie, don't talk shit, alright?
Hold on, what happened?
I said, don't talk shit.
Talk shit about what?
I heard you say something.
No, I said I needed someone to put something in something for me, Paul.
You need somebody to put something in something for you?
Yeah, like I need a breast in my mouth right now. He needs me to put my dick in your butt right now.
Wow, sounds pretty good.
Dick butt.
It sounds pretty painful if you knew the truth. I'm not like it, baby.
Where you at? In your car right now?
Yep.
Light up, nigga.
I'm wishing I was in between my legs.
Word.
That's a place
I
want to be
in. Actually, I can't say that
because
I don't really know what you look like. You know what I'm
saying?
So it's not about.
Well, you can go on my MySpace page.
Are you on a computer now?
No.
Who?
You.
No, write my MySpace page. Go ahead, write it down.
All right, but get on MySpace now. What is it?
M-I-C-K. What did you say?
M-I-C-K.
E-Y.
What? M-I-C-K.
B-Y.
B-Y?
E.
Oh,
man, what an asshole.
Oh, E-Y.
E-Y.
What does it sound like?
All right, Mikey, and what else?
It's Mickey.
Yeah, well, whatever. What else?
It's Mickey D at 120.
Mickey D?
Yeah.
D-E-E?
It's not my... It's M-I-C-K-E-Y-D, 120 at Comcast.net.
120 at Comcast.
And I ain't going back to jail.
Nope.
I'm waiting for a cop to try to pick me.
Fuck off, pussy.
Word.
It's not going to be an easy task. What do you guys want?
Oh Lord, I think this chick is the chick with a stuffy from Train. Yes, yes, a G. I am. Holla if you need some grams.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
What are you talking about, dummy?
She has a thumb in her. Oh wow, that's a CK. Okay, never mind.
CK.
Yeah.
CK? What CK? Strip killer CK.
Yeah.
She's
blooded out.
Who's tripping low out?
And she's bad.
Who's
stuff.
She? Who's she?
Some chick on MySpace that added us to the show. Well, added me.
Oh, please, on my
lease.
Right,
I was about to say.
I say, what? Homie
love? Oh, you thought it was her?
Word. I say, what?
Hey, Lisa, have you ever been in any, you know, type of movements?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Well, you live in a project?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
I said, have you ever been in any type of movements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where's that? Oh, they are, okay.
Bella, the heart fills with the eyes. Sexy gangster love. You're far from a gangster.
JJ, lick it, alright?
What happened?
I said lick it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pull your pants down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice picture of you.
Like it, JJ.
Yeah.
No.
You look like you're ready, though. You look like you're about to open up.
Hold on. You see what she looks like now? What's the synopsis on that?
She's definitely something that can be seen in the daylight.
Okay. Well, of course, it goes without saying that we take everyone's words with a grain of salt, but I want to know, how do you think she looks?
That's what I mean. Because if you're ugly, you're not going to be in the daylight with me.
No way.
And not even in the dark. It has to be pitch dark.
You know what?
Street lights, no street lights or nothing.
You might have to throw a bag on that bitch.
Question I
got to
ask.
Niggas ain't even got to deal with that bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting for her to add me so I can,
Would you, walk down the block with her?
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of summertime?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Down a block with other bitches on it?
Yeah.
That see you all the time?
My passing projects or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'll be seen with her.
Okay.
It's not the, okay, you know what? We're about to go in the mall. Let's split up. You go that way, I go this way.
Yeah, you ever did some shit like that to me, Jay? I'll whoop your ass.
Oh, really? Ass whoopage?
Mm-hmm. Where you at, your mom?
Nah, I'm at my house. She just lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but where you at?
Yeah, I'm in the Avs.
Where you at?
I'm coming down the Avs right now.
Oh, yeah? How about you stop by?
Mm-hmm. Stop by and then spread out.
Who said that? SD?
Nah, 6'4".
Oh, 6'4" is talking like that now?
He's been talking like that. Get with the program, chick.
That's what I'm saying. You're not
I'm
even paying
sorry.
Attention. How you be expecting
I am
to
paying attention.
First of all, you need to lower your voice. Your volume only goes up to 5 right now anyway. You're not even a full-fledged host. Your volume only goes to 5. So, you know, just be easy. You need to pay more attention.
I apologize, all right?
Yeah, just fall back. Get yourself, you know what I mean, get yourself a radio personality. Get yourself a couple of Tic Tacs and some condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And a bag of chicken.
And you know you got some tacos. Because you're a white girl, half a white girl, and she's Puerto Rican. So we know you got enchiladas with you.
With some old ripper and a toothbrush.
And a bus pass.
And a bus pass.
An old bus pass from like 1980, when they
used to
get a different one every month.
A 1980 Metro card.
Hey, Mercedes. What's up?
Subway token.
Oh, wait, that's our homegirl, dog, Mercedes.
Different every month.
21-year-old white chick, white smut butt.
What happened?
Yo, put Mercedes on the phone.
Who, what happened, though?
You don't remember, like, we talking about when we had old bus passes, like, when you was in school, you used to get issued a bus pass every month.
No,
you know,
girl.
And it would be a color every month, and it had, like, a little reflecting, like, a little globe on it or some shit that reflected, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Show that. You know?
I'm on the radio right now.
I swear to God. She's like, put her on the phone so we can prove her, you know.
What do you want to prove?
That, you know, you're not lying.
Mercedes, say what's up.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on, who's Mercedes?
Hey, yo, sweetheart.
Mercedes, the porn star. Word.
Where's Mercedes at?
Mercedes,
she's at work.
I want to tell Mercedes that to open up her door because I'm trying to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
My mom called one of my friends.
And what happened?
Just smile on the phone.
How you getting home?
She's thumbing it. Thumbs out.
Matthew, are you sure you don't need it?
Laces out.
Just take it home, all right? Bring it up by my house.
Laces
tomorrow.
Out. We got L.E. on the line.
Don't forget, Matt.
Come on, I told you.
Tell your mom I said hi.
It's Sleazy E, man.
Sleazy E?
Yeah, man.
Damn, why in Puerto Rico nonsense going on here?
Mm-hmm. Speak up a little louder, bro.
I said, what kind of San Juan, Puerto Rican nonsense is going on here?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to see what Lisa really be like. Be like.
What kind of Caracas, Venezuela nonsense is going on here?
Hey, yo, where does Mercedes live at? Where she work at?
She lives in Washington Township.
So she's a stuck-up whore, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she drives a BMW and all that shit. You know, she's a little bitch.
Yeah,
who cares about BMW?
Yeah.
What is all that supposed to mean, though? What is all that supposed to mean? She works here at BMW. So what? I don't care about BMW.
Yeah, but he was making a point that,
care,
you know,
I just care that she has strong legs, especially from the knees down.
Mark. Oh, huh? Man.
A strong leg, especially at the knees,
man. Mark, because she's doing a lot of bending and acceptance.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Jay, did you add me?
Every time I see it, it's like she gets on the knees like she's going. She gets on her knees like she's going under the table.
This is PG. This is PG-13 compared to last
night. I got you on speakerphone.
I mean, so what does that mean? Niggas are gonna stop talking about how they want to spread their legs at like a 65-degree angle. Just give you the business till you pass out,
and then
touch
on you
and shit, and leave. You got it? I got it.
Niggas be flying that whole fucking blunt in the car. Where the mother, I remember one time I was you know what the fuck I was doing, God.
Tell me if I can come in.
Yeah, I like that, man, because I'll probably give up looking for that in a minute.
No,
gorgeous. Anyway, what's your function here, sweetheart?
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah, what's your function here?
What's my function?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
As far as what?
Only one. As far as what's your function here right now? Like, what are you here to do?
We're trying to make...
What kind of question is that? What am I here to do? What are you doing here?
Let me tell you exactly what's going on. First of all, the kind of question it is a direct question. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you explain what you're doing here, what's your purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you hope to accomplish or whatever. What I'm doing here is me.
And running shit.
Oh, you're running shit?
I'm doing me. I'm doing exactly what I told you.
And who is this speaking?
You gotta get the voices right. I'm not even gonna tell you.
I'm sorry, all y'all sound the same except Jay. Jay sounds different.
Yeah, we all yeah. What's with the
This is 6'4".
I know SD's voice. He got that little like unique voice.
All right, then you shouldn't have been asking who this was if that was the case. Am I JJ?
Oh my God.
When you coming to see me, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
When you coming to see me, girl?
I come right now. You around?
Yep.
I'm around like a basketball.
Jay, you want to take a ride?
You want the letter?
Where's Jay at?
I'm right here.
Oh, no. He right there.
So what's up with Mercedes? Yo.
I'm about to... Yo.
Where's Mercedes at?
She's right here, about to go back in.
Where's your? Where does she work at?
What?
She's over here at Walgreens.
Miss Harris.
Oh Lord. Wait a minute. What's she look like? She got stuffy.
I don't know, Jay. Come over here and fucking look at her.
She's probably weak.
You know what? You're the type of girl that,
matter.
You know. And I don't
go out.
I don't condone, you know, beating, but she's definitely the type of girl to get smacked in the face.
This is what you're not hitting.
You're not going to send her out of your house by herself, you know what I'm saying? You're going to walk her somewhere or some shit.
Why am I doing that?
What do you mean, why are you doing that, dog?
Why am I doing that?
Unless you, are, you
girl,
put, are you putting that
white girl?
We're not talking about that.
All right.
Are you putting her in a cab?
No.
Okay. Are you sending her to the bus stop by herself?
Dude, you must have forgot where I live at, partner.
I mean, first of all, these people don't know where you live. You know?
All right, I'm talking to you, 6'4".
I understand. I'm talking to you, and I'm looking at you.
Okay.
I'm asking you, are you sending her to the bus stop for Dolo? Like, let's say the bus stop was a block away.
The bus stop is less than a block away.
I understand that.
Okay.
You're sending her to the bus stop, like, on herself, like, you're not going to see her out, you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what the front door is?
I'm going to walk downstairs, but I'm not walking to the bus stop. The bus stop is right there.
Nah, it is.
That shit's right there.
All right. If it wasn't right there, like, you wouldn't.
Hey, yo, Lisa.
You don't see no need to have a walk there. Uh-huh. Right there, like,
why don't you give me, like, give me a Snickers bar for free on you.
Pick her up. Nah. Pick her up was one thing.
JJ, why am I always buying you stuff?
Hey, so why don't you switch it up and buy me?
Because it's the American way.
No, it's not. It's 50-50. You know, it's not one way.
I don't know. Fellas, what do you think about that?
You know, every day you're like, oh, can you buy me? And you know what? I do it just because that's the kind of person I am. But every day you're like, oh, give me a soda.
You know,
give me this.
You know what? I need a PS3. I need a PS3.
Great.
Why are you complaining about it? Like, I thought you were doing it because you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you complaining?
I ain't trying to jock at 350.
Right.
It's just every day, like, oh, can you get me this, get me that.
So what's the problem?
Yo, where my 360 at, man? Don't make me touch you.
Yo, where the 80
the problem
at,
is, where am I getting the fuck out of it?
Yo, where that 80 at, man?
Where the 80 at? Yo, this 80 missing, man. Where's it at?
Yo, Lisa.
I'm here to speak.
You're a victim, huh? That's what you're saying. Well, you're so what's going to be, you going to be Blog Talk Radio's second lady?
Huh?
So you're going to be the TD show second lady?
Second lady, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Who's the first? Who's the first one?
The first is Kuba. She ain't going nowhere. She's just, you know, pops up in the pipeline right now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Until we unclog the pipeline, we could be there.
We can use another female host as well. In fact, we can use another 5 female hosts, if you ask me.
Where were you?
I was in your house. I was hungry, y'all.
Did you eat?
I ain't seen
nothing
there but some crackers.
Oh, shit.
Some fucking saltine crackers.
I wanted to cook some, but, you know, I don't think the gas was on, so I just microwaved the burrito and, you know.
And I ate that orange that was sitting on the table.
How'd you do that if there's no electricity?
No, he's at the birthday party. Give me cash.
I said there was no gas if you were listening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going?
Tell us that.
Where are you going?
She got a battery-powered fucking microwave.
No.
I'm going to your bedroom.
Her microwave.
No, he asked where somebody was.
She got a propane fucking electric bill.
Hold on. Where are you going?
Told you I'm going to your bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, so far the interview's not going too well. Honestly, if she doesn't spend her legs soon, she's not going to be a candidate for the job. Cause
hey, yo, Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord.
She must sweat her legs. She has to sweat her legs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sweat her legs for the host.
Hey, Lisa.
All the hosts.
Maybe my phone is extra low.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got the situation under control over there?
Yeah, I mean,
I hope so. You keep hopping off and hopping back on, so I just want to make sure everything is everything over there.
You know, I just got a little something I got to look after.
Okay, who are you talking to?
Are you still at Walgreens?
No, I'm about to go back. I forgot my next card.
All right. Who is this talking right now?
It's me, Lisa.
What?
Lisa. I'm on the streets right now. I'm about to give y'all a street update. Right down the street from my mother's house in front of the park, there's these three young, slow teens surrounded by a bunch of teenage boys. And the three girls happen to be white. I wonder what they're about to do.
Oh, well, that's funny. I bet you that's what's happening in every neighborhood in your area. And every neighborhood in New Jersey, that's what's happening. That same exact event. So, you know, it's not new. That's why
a couple
so many,
of those events are probably happening now.
So teenage pregnancies.
Uh-huh.
And your cat being one of them.
Pregnant teen.
Pregnant teen.
Yo, Lisa. Where that girl at, man?
Jay, where you at?
I'm driving.
Where are you driving to?
School party coming to New York.
I'm driving to Dumondre's house.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to Walgreens. Meet me at Walgreens.
Oh, Lord.
You heard me?
You must not know who I am.
Stop playing.
Yo.
Stop.
Hey, where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't know. He wasn't important till now, huh?
Hey, listen.
Forget about all of that, man.
I'm Walgreens, man. Straight up.
I'll meet you at Walgreens. What's poppin'? Walgreens. Fuck that.
Yeah. Walgreens.
I'll meet you
stop
at Walgreens.
Stop fronting, nigga.
I'll meet you in the back of Walgreens. Fuck that.
I'll meet you in the shed.
Nah, fuck the shed. I'll meet you out.
I'll meet her in the crack house.
I don't know where the crack house is at, dude. So I'm definitely not gonna meet you there. But I will meet
is
you
it?
Behind Walgreens by the gas meter.
Yeah, that was that. I mean, shit, talk about that fucking.
You can meet me behind Wawa.
Yeah, she said that she got her virginity taken by a guy that paid
that's
a crackhead
disgusting.
To fuck in the crackhead's house.
That's disgusting.
No
way am I paying. If I'm pumping out of that crack house, there's no way I'm paying to fucking do what I got. I'd rather bring a bitch to a dark, dirty, dusty alley than fucking the crack house, dog.
I'd rather fuck in the pissy hallways or the pissy elevator of fucking Langston Hughes projects.
Then
fuck a bitch in the crack house.
Yeah, because at least you know what to expect in LA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would slump a bitch in Eaton Wall before I slumped in the house.
Yeah, you smell piss mixed with vodka.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, yo, Lisa Lopez. Oh, Lord, what a fucker.
Free Lisa pussy.
Well, what a peasant.
What, did she disconnect herself?
Lisa, I
don't know.
I ain't gonna front, though. I ain't trying to shit on Cuba and nothing, but, like, she kind of paused herself a little bit more, though.
I mean, I haven't seen anything. Maybe I should have been on last night.
Listen to the archive.
Yeah, you gotta listen to the archives.
Give me a recap, because, you know, what was it? What was the difference? Like, what's going on now?
Not even the difference.
What went on last night that I missed?
They were a lot more open.
A lot more open.
He was a lot more talkative, too.
More focused.
Okay. That's good to hear, man. If that's the case, then, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said she could be a candidate. She was a lot more open.
Holding her own. I guess there's too much
going on for her at one moment.
Not thin skinned.
Yeah.
Who was on last night?
Who was on? It was me, JJ, Deborah, E. Dan Carl.
Mm-hmm.
A Money.
$8, son.
We had a little camp in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely holding the fuck down.
It was a camp.
It was a movement.
Well, it was. That nigga ain't fucking stupid.
This nigga said, yo, man, I said, yo, when you fuck a chick in the ass, aren't you afraid that, you know, you might get some shit on your dick? He said, hey, look, man, that's what's going to happen. I mean, if it happens, it happens. I mean, you are fucking her in the ass. If it happens, it happens. Fuck it. Get over it.
I'm like, what you going with that ball hand, Michael Jordan? Like, every time.
Cool.
Every time.
That's my food.
Oh, Lord.
Roll two, nigga. You want to take that with you? I got one.
Yo, who the fuck is coughing like that?
It's me.
Oh, Lord.
I'll be right back.
That's the reality.
Are you going to be here?
Maybe
all right.
Not.
might want to hurry up.
Only if they're going to be here.
Jay, who said this bitch got to wait?
What about you? You're available right now.
Excuse me?
I said, what about you? You're available right now.
You who said this bitch got to wait? Don't call me out my name, for real.
No one said bitch.
First of all, nobody was talking about you. That's number one. That's what you get for fucking air hustling and not knowing what the fuck you're listening to. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I absolutely agree with you.
Okay, let's go six.
I absolutely agree. I apologize.
All right, fall back.
You're doing a lot of apologizing. Hold on.
To my son.
You're doing a lot of apologizing for someone that doesn't do a lot of apologizing. And you know who this is, too.
It must be S, right?
Yeah, you know it's S.
Damn, S. You pretty, I don't know about you.
What you talking about? Now you trying to, go ahead, what you talking about?
Trying to impersonate his character.
Hold on, family. Let me address the situation. What happened?
Quarterback and shit. Go on.
What you don't know about me?
I don't know. You be coming at me sideways sometimes. I don't know how to take you.
You don't know how to take me?
Mm-mm.
I would take me with a double shot of yak.
Double shot of yak.
That's if you ask me, cause you know I gotta
Me and Jay, we're gonna come to Staten Island.
I gotta have that yak when I'm about to break your back.
Did you hear that?
Where you at?
She said she wants to come to Staten Island, dog.
I mean, I'm with it.
Why are you gonna park right there when I'm parking over here?
That's a trap.
I'm not going in there right now. Park your ass over here.
Who the fuck is the chick talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Yo, dog, her car looks like a fucking... Oh, damn. What happened to your car right there?
Don't fucking shine on my car, nigga, okay? Because I got one little bump. It's a brand new fucking car, so don't talk shit about it.
Yeah, but that mark makes it not want to be driven no more.
Oh, wow, Jay. What the fuck? Bring your ass over here.
This is horrible. Who the fuck are you talking to like that?
You got 3 seconds to come over here.
Mm-hmm. So you been fucking up. And we're on the show, too? So you already know what it is. 3 seconds is up, baby girl. What you going to do?
That's why you walk into my car.
What happened?
That's why you walk into my car.
Am I really walking to your car now?
Yes, you are.
Or am I still sitting in the same spot I am, messing with this fucking lighter? Exactly.
Am I really walking to your car?
Word.
Yo, what
hey, up? Guys,
she's coming in, yo. You Lisa, you coming to Staten Island or what? What's really happening?
Yeah, me and Jay are coming up there.
And when y'all coming out?
Well,
we're
going, Jay.
Remember, if we go up there, you have to drive because my privileges in New York are suspended. I can drive to the bridge, but you gotta...
Can you just come in my car, like, right now?
I thought I was walking already over there.
What are you talking to like that? Don't talk to the Darkless Brothers like that.
Exactly.
The twin Darknesses. Mm-hmm. And then the twin Darknesses.
Twin Darknesses and then the Darkness Brothers.
Darkness!
Word, always been that too.
When niggas used to disrespect hoes and just fucking pull them at the end.
We got eight minutes on the show.
8 minutes, nigga.
Alright, I'm supposed to say like a good few because the guards on the phone want to know if you're worth it or not.
You already know I'm worth it, so don't talk shit.
Come on, she's a working girl. Why wouldn't she work tonight?
Worth it.
It looked like somebody, one of these birds, shattered all over your
I'm about
handle.
To shatter all over your face in a minute.
I mean, we can be down for that. I mean, you know, a little bit of,
huh?
A little bit of, you know, ass play.
I mean, we can be down for that.
Ass play.
Ass playage.
Anal play.
Anal play.
There.
Because my son is over there waiting for me. on 8th Ave, right there.
Ain't no gel.
God, this shit got a fucking man, like.
And you be talking a lot of shit about me.
The new wave,
son. I don't know what you're talking about.
The new wave is the fucking females with the fucking male, with the fucking boyfriend. I'm telling you, son.
Yep.
That's the new wave, son, because a lot of these not-ass niggas out here ain't really on their paw like they putting, God. And it's like the next niggas on paw like they put it. And the female's not going to take it to no other level because she got a man.
Yep.
Like, you dig what I'm saying? So it's just going to be strictly with the what I'm looking for.
Strictly sexual.
What is that?
It's not going to be a playtime. It's strictly friends.
It's
boning, right?
Yeah, like strictly.
Platonic is just friends.
Ain't no type of work.
You is a mess right now.
Physical relationship.
And so, all right. Yeah, like, and that's how they move, because it's like, you know what? And I'm with it. I've been doing this for, like, 2 years now. So, you know.
No, they're going to sound.
So I know how to move it. And that's where it's at. Because if you notice, every fucking chick you
Oh, what you looking at my feet? Huh?
No.
Don't be looking at my feet today. You already... Mm-mm. SD.
Yo.
What's up?
Tell me. What you want to know?
You know what? She's a bullshitter. I don't think she's actually really trying to go to Staten Island.
I said we're going.
I know. I ain't even wetting that, though.
Whenever you feel like going.
Let's go now.
Like I said, I'm not even wetting that. She could fuck around and find me in a hood near her.
Oh, no. You didn't come at me like that again. Huh?
What you talking about?
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Nah, you could speak your mind around here. It makes for better publicity. Okay. Or you just want to let me win the fight.
Basically, that's it.
Boom, boom, knockout, KO.
Mm-hmm. Three gut punches. Come on.
What are you doing?
Take the challenge.
Come on.
SD, look me up on MySpace.
I've been trying to look you up for my for like 2 days now, and like nothing's come of it. I would have went on my phone, but my phone is acting real funny right now, so I don't know.
Okay, so are you gonna go on my face or not?
Eventually, yes, I'm gonna go on my
Shorty.
Yo, what's in my space?
Shorty.
What's good? What's good?
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa what? Leslie.
Lisa who?
Yo, speak up, brother. Lisa and Cold Jam, what's your name?
Lisa, that's all you need to know, Lisa.
Let me guess, you're white, are you? Are you white? What are you?
I'm whatever you want me to be.
Lisa, what's your MySpace?
I'm filthy.
MICKEY.
A filthy whore.
Mickey.
No, he did not just say that. Who said that, Jay?
Yo, chill, dog. Like, hold on. Let me.
Oh no, I don't even. No. You don't talk like that about me and get away with it.
I'm sorry.
Jay, you gotta stick up.
Go handle your business.
Alright. TV show.
Like that fire.
Air him out, then.
What was that?
Your mom,
air him out.
So handle your business.
Shorty,
what you got?
Air him out.
Shorty.
What?
Your mouth should only be open.
You still was up there. You're calling me.
Give me my package.
You're supposed to be checking, son.
Alright.
You said you're supposed to be checking him like who the fuck are you talking to like that? Like,
who is someone girl on here?
Yo, who's talking from inside of a 2 liter bottle?
You already know.
Yeah,
that probably me because I work for Coke, you know.
I'm on the little ship inside the bottle right now. The little ship inside the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Lisa.
What?
What up?
Write my MySpace page down.
Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What's your MySpace?
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
What?
M.
I heard you.
I.
Keep going.
D-K.
E-Y.
D.
D.
120. At.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast.net.
Compass?
I'm not checking your shit just because of that Comcast shit.
Oh, Comcast? Yeah, that, like, come on.
Comcast.
That'll be the only part I forget.
Yeah, I can remember everything else. Mickey D.
Mickey D, 120.
120.
I just gotta remember that Comcast.
What's that 120 about?
Mm-hmm.
It's not my email, so it's just I use that one over my MySpace page. That's not my email. My email is something different.
Really?
What's your email? What's the email?
FaceDownHatsUp.com.
What'd he say? Oh, no. Jay, I'm hanging out. I'm about to bang on this nigga.
Hold on. Short.
One this.
Yo,
you ain't even got nothing over there.
Oh, yo, Lisa.
Don't be threatening to hang up. Don't be threatening to hang up.
Yo, Lisa.
Yo, what?
Yo, what's poppin', man? What's poppin'?
Nah, you tell me what's poppin'.
I'm trying to figure out, like, you acting up for me right now, and I'm not really appreciating that.
Yo, we got a call on the air.
Who that?
Hello.
Who that?
Yo.
Welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show. Who are you?
I'm Giannis.
Yo, E. This is the chick you spoke to.
Who's this?
This is the one, the ignorant ass one you spoke to.
I gotta go check my son.
Love ignorant women.
Stay right here. No, stay right here.
The more ignorant, the more better.
Gianna, what's going on?
Where you at?
Listen
to me.
I had to get out of the house.
They're
fucking screaming. I couldn't fucking hear. Stay right here.
Where you at?
Hey.
Stay right here. Yo, Yana. Welfare office is
closed,
so where are you at?
Huh?
The welfare office.
Hi, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm
not trying to put your business out on the street. You know, that's what I heard.
Well, if that dumb bitch be quiet in the background, maybe I can...
Oh!
Nah, he a dumb bitch. I don't give a fuck.
He's in around here. That's the type of he we need around here.
Trust me. I'll be dumb, young, and fucking calm. Trust me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're proud about that. There's nothing to be proud of.
I like it, girl.
Both of y'all pussy. Hey, Lisa.
What is it, Jay?
Hey, Lisa, you gonna let this chick come on and shine on you like that?
She can't shine on me, trust me.
She can't shine on me, trust me.
Oh, yeah, Lisa.
Sound like a
why is she mocking you like that?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
Yo, Yana, what's your story, though? Where you from?
I'm from Philly.
Philly? What part of Philly?
North Philly.
North Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows it's Philly. That's why she ain't saying nothing.
So Philly's where it's at, though. I can't front.
Yeah, I ain't mad. I could use a Philly bitch
word,
right now.
I ain't gonna front on some G shit. I can definitely use a Philly joke.
Y'all
talk different and shit. Like, y'all got little accents and shit.
Yeah, a little bit more G'd up than New York.
Word.
Be real.
All right.
Hello?
So, what can you talk to you? Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, where that bitch is a bar at?
Oh, yeah. That's what we like to hear. Yeah.
No, we might have to send that out real quick, man, so we can complete the cipher.
Ayo, E.
Yo. Send that up. It don't matter who sends it up. Just somebody send it up.
Yo, E, call the blower.
I actually don't know a number.
Me neither.
Huh? I've never had it.
You've never had it. Word.
I'll text it to you.
All right.
Nigga, just fucking down
the hey, yo, we got the time for all of this?
Jay.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we got the time
Jay,
for
what's
it?
Good, Jay?
Hey, shit, chilling.
I see you out.
What happened?
You out.
You out?
What is y'all talking about? Y'all ain't got shit to talk about, like...
We do have something to talk about. I'm glad you picked it up. When's the last time someone looked at your asshole? Like, when's the last time your asshole was exposed?
When I went to the doctor.
Oh, Lord, now.
Right,
what
when's the last time you had it? When's the last time you had a man expose your ass?
I don't know.
You don't know, man.
Better question. When's the last time you had a woman look at that asshole?
Never got close. I don't play the ass game.
Cool. Have you ever had your asshole taped open? Have you ever had your asshole taped open?
No.
Nah. Would that be something you would be interested in?
No.
Why would you be interested in that? Let me explain why I would ask you a question like that. You know what I'm saying? It's less work for the man and the woman, like, you know what I'm saying? While I'm behind you pounding on your open, I don't have to hold your cheeks open. They're already taped open. You dig what I'm saying? And the woman don't do nothing but just lie there, and 90% of the time, you're not going to hold your cheeks open. You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to be dig what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? Just try that one time. See how that works for you.
Get some duct tape for your arm.
Yeah. Oh, she getting another call. All
right. So that's what it really be like. What's your
resume? Hey, yo, E. Yo, E. Hey, yo, E. This guy's fucking out of control, man. Yo, E.
Yo, JJ, we got time for all of this?
Huh?
We got time for all of this? When we over?
Over? Yeah.
We got time?
Yeah.
I guess we get, like, what, an extra 15 or something like that?
Yeah. A little extra 15 minutes. Hey, yo, Yana. Oh, Lord.
I think she had another call or something like that.
Oh, man. Pretty interesting show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yo, big shout out to Puerto Rican Lisa. She's actually listening to the show as we speak. Lisa, we want to know, you send me a text message or whatever. We want to know, when's the last time your culo asshole was ever exposed?
Ever exposed.
To kill Bossa.
Like, when's the last time someone... Or have you ever had your butthole taped open?
And would you be averse to that? Would that be something you'd be willing to try? You know, it's a lot less work, like we explained if you've been listening.
Tape-itch butthole.
You know, they use some, tape with low adhesion.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it up later. Yeah, make it happen for you.
Make it happen for you.
More sooner than later.
Word.
Don't be nervous. Be at their service.
Word.
Guns ain't got paint.
Uh-huh. Candy paint.
Guns don't got paint.
I candy paint these bitches.
Crystal clear night goggles, man.
So what are we, the three horsemen again?
Or
the four horsemen?
The female persuasion.
Where's the female persuasion?
Yeah, what happened to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
$5
charge. So now you go to Wild. Plan A don't work. Going to Plan B.
Hello.
I already know where you're going with. So.
Hey, that Philly girl still there.
The...
Sleazy.
Yo, is the Philly girl still there?
Nah, the Philly girl gone. You chase all the women away when you come at them like that.
Listen,
you know why? Because
not a valid
you know how?
Entry. We
you
close
know
your
how?
Message after the tone.
Oh,
to send a numeric page.
What
you know how? You know how? Because we already
guys,
we have an establishment already.
Four, eight,
then you come
four,
in
five,
with your with the axe.
Six,
and
nine,
then
five.
You know, fucks it up.
You also have a brand new Philly MySpace page. The old one.
When you hear it,
you took it down. You have to go set up a new one. We apologize for that. And if you want to post a photo and look at photos of other callers, you can do so at talkie.com. Just click the Talkie People link. You've got the Philadelphia alibi. If you have some minutes to blow, blow them with us. Operator, no third-party collector credit card calls accepted. This is just a normal we have a phone new call. Detroit. No extra charges. We do not charge a thing for this service. We offer 100% totally free to the public. Because of that, we cannot, we do not pre-screen it. It is open to anyone on the internet who can get here. It is open to anyone who can pick up a phone and get here. So what does that tell you? It tells you there's bound to be some bad
things. Yo, JJ.
Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
It's down. We have to go 19. And if you want to post a photo and look at photos of other callers, you can do so at click the Talkie People link. You've got your here in the lobby for the front hot tub.
Q.
Oh, in the room. Yeah, who's in there?
Buddy.
Hold that song.
Four.
To where?
Yeah, who's in there, first of all?
Oh, no, you're not.
Yo, who's in there, first of all?
Eight.
One.
Yo, who's in there? Yo, who's in there?
Seven.
Five.
Yo, who's in the room?
Yeah, who's in there, man?
What's going down with you, yo?
What up, man?
What is going down on me?
Nah, chill, what's up, baby?
What you look like, y'all?
See, I'm saying, here comes the thing.
Yo, what you look like?
Nah, you don't need to know what I look like.
I look like the nigga that was coming out of the house this morning. Coming out of your mom's apartment this morning. I went downstairs with a robe to get some cereal.
You son of a bitch.
Hello?
Yo.
What up, bitch?
You crusty, mucky son of a bitch.
Don't talk about what up, bitch. Bitch. I don't know who the fuck is right now. I don't give a fuck, but don't be fucking on hello, bitch.
What, bitch. I mean, my bad. What up, ho?
No, I'm not the bitch that was on the phone.
You're getting a little pussy.
Yeah,
what
up, bitch? Hey, you shorty.
What?
Bitch. Thank you, bitch.
Hey, yo.
Zero.
Hey, yo, slut butt.
Yeah, late, dog.
Zero.
Hold on.
Max.
Nah, stay in that room. Stay in the zero room.
One.
Yo, who's in here?
Your daddy, boy.
My daddy? No way, son. How can you be my daddy when I'm your daddy? Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm me.
From where?
Wait, let me stop.
Who are you?
Kiera.
From where?
What?
From where?
From my house.
How old are you?
Why are you echoing?
I don't know.
Yeah, fix that phone, boy.
There's nothing wrong with my phone. How old is it?
18.
18? Is it hell in the field?
The tone. Or,
huh?
That's what the infield?
Mm-hmm.
If there's grass on the infield, I can play ball.
One.
You what?
Yeah. I said, is there grass on the infield?
I don't know what you said.
Do you have hair on your pussy?
No.
No? So then we can't play ball. When you get hair on your pussy, call back.
Wow.
You know what?
What's
going
on?
What?
Not completely bald, dummy. And who's calling somebody? Like,
wow, they're rabbits. They are. Come on. No one's going to go anywhere. You're just doing that for nothing. Like, why waste your time? Think about it.
That's your brother acting like that.
Nah, that's actually your mother acting like that.
Nah, my mom's asleep.
Your mom's is actually on my wake side right now.
Shut your dirty ass up.
Want to talk to her? Ah, hold on. You can't. Her mouth is full.
Look at him.
Look at you.
Shut up, boy. Nobody talking to you.
When's the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror?
What?
When's the last time you looked at yourself in the mirror?
Not too long ago.
How'd you look?
Good.
Look good?
Mm-hmm.
Was your breath smelling good?
Who?
Was your breath smelling good?
I don't know. I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying.
I said, was your breath smelling good?
Yeah, it was.
Did your armpit smell good?
What?
Did your armpit smell good?
Yeah.
All right. What about in between your toes?
I just got out the shower like 15 minutes ago.
Hey, yo, Ma, you got a fopa?
A who?
A fopa.
What the fuck is this?
That's fat over pussy. That's fat over pussy area.
It's actually called the fupa, which is a fatty upper pussy area, which is the area right above your pussy where you have like a fat hanging over it. Like, it's called the fupa. Do you have one of those?
My knee shot.
Or do you have a biff? Do you have a biff? Hey, yo, Ma, do you have a biff? Hell, you got a butt in front?
Hell, man. What's wrong with you?
You got a butt in front?
Man, what's wrong with you?
Oh, kangaroo pouch face, bitch.
Kangaroo in the face.
Come on now.
Kangaroo in the face, ass bitch. There's something in there?
No.
Oh, no. Yo.
Yeah, what's good, boo? Where you from?
Your mother's pussy is good, and don't worry about where I'm from, because I just came out of your mother's bedroom earlier this morning and went downstairs to make some pancakes butt naked. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
You called
my phone.
Yeah,
what's your name,
Trip? I didn't call you.
Yeah, you did. You called my phone.
Oh, okay.
I ain't know what a trick anyway. Who the fuck are you?
Excuse me?
Who are you?
I ain't know what a trick anyway, so keep it up.
He's asking who
you
are.
Right, who you talking shit to, but you talking to the wrong one, so you better stop.
Man, you're a trick, but you ain't even real right now. You go there, I mean.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit,
acting
bitch.
Like you, I mean, about something, huh?
That shit in someone else's ear.
Such a trap, bitch.
I ain't about shit. You're a trick. Fuck you, man, nigga.
Hey, Shelly Shell.
Such a trap, bitch.
Because you're a peasant, that's why.
Man, I'm fucking drug addict. Ain't about that, man.
Smoked a whole L of dirt.
That bitch some weed. You fucking...
She's a peasant.
You
still smoking weed. You still buying fucking
knickknacks. I don't smoke weed, man.
Fuck out of here,
bitch. You ain't got a job.
You better get some haze or something.
Smoking weed. You got a job.
Who smokes weed? Like, who does that? Like, get your weed up.
Dirty ass bitch.
Shorty, get your tongue up. Like, what the fuck's in your mouth right now? I wish you were a pussy.
You better get your tongue up. Y'all niggas be tired, man.
Yeah, dog. Get off my cock.
Sound like a dickhead, dude.
That's your mom's job. That's your mom's job.
Pooh bear head, motherfucker.
Is that that bisexual boy again?
What?
That nigga right there.
Every day,
I'm
out there.
You hear that,
bitch-ass
nigga?
Get out of here,
you hear that juice-mouth-ass
nigga?
Nigga,
mad Gatorade in his mouth, faggot.
Moist ass nigga, kick face ass nigga, cool butt ass nigga, fuck out of here, nigga.
Oh, kick Capri in the face ass nigga.
Yo, donut face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, fairy.
You pumping child.
You one legged bastard.
You laying on your belly watching belly ass nigga.
Oh, that faggot shit.
Yeah, I be kicking a lot. Hey, I'm in the whip, she be dipping and drop. She be like, damn, he lean, that way he whipping the rocks. Look at my chain, look at my chain, look at my chain. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of diamonds that be sitting in my chain. Yeah, dog, I be getting them things, and you mad because you still on the same block. Selling cock to the same trap. Dog, I sell rock to the same thing. Get a thou back in one day off of one name. Look, I go to one strip, she be on my dick, shorty pay the rent every day, and she on my
sex.
Seven.
And now I'm flipping you over from the bag and boom, 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 boom. Seven.
Five.
What do you tell me? Shit ain't
so good. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I'm gonna call her ass and just cuss her the fuck out. Are you serious?
Yo, female, who are you?
I wish I would have sat down and watched that shit.
Eight.
One.
Yo, who's in the room? All right.
Nine.
Three.
Bro, they made you soft ass, bitch ass. You gotta snatch your bitch arm off.
Shut some off, nigga.
Who are you?
Who are you?
See, they call me Dub, shorty.
I'm Crystal.
They call me Dub. Who? Your homosexual friends? Your homosexual friends call you Dub? Why they call you Dub? Because you had a 20 man battle,
nigga.
You're disgusting. 20 minutes.
I get my man.
What,
call my man automatic up and take the shot.
For the sack of Buddha. What's wrong with you?
How much you want
to
put on it?
You sound like a clown, dog, trying to rap to this 18-year-old female with that bullshit.
Yo, how much you want to put on it, yo?
I got a dick, and I came and pulled it on your whole conversation and got
you. Yo, I can't even hear you.
Gotta
speak up.
It's the truth. You should have realized it before, nigga. You're a lame.
Motherfucking West Coast.
And
West
now
Coast.
You're rapping to yourself, which is what you should have been doing before.
Hey, yo, who in here, man?
Yo, I know this nigga ain't talking shit, yo, in a quiet ass voice, nigga.
Shut your mouth.
How you talk shit on the phone, though, like?
I could do that.
Like you in a nigga face and shit, like you about to do something.
What's gonna happen?
Some weirdo ass
exactly,
nigga.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up.
That nigga would never learn. Nigga,
y'all
heard
learn
shit.
What? Never learn.
He said in his hard ass
lessons.
Voice, shut the fuck up.
You ain't got no lessons to teach,
shut
pussy.
The fuck
go
up.
Back.
Nigga, swear you hard.
Matter of fact, you're done here just like a girl, so I'm gonna send you off like a sent off.
Make money with the smartest nigga. Bang Glock with the hardest niggas.
Come on, now you trying to rap. What's
said,
that supposed to make me believe you're a
killer?
That's supposed to make me believe you're a killer because you're rapping, God?
No, see, I'm reciting something. What the fuck is you talking
about?
Stop
reciting to another nigga's shit. Keep your fucking mouth shut.
I don't rap. I can see if I rap.
Keep your mouth shut.
Asshole, yo. I can see if I rap. You know what I'm saying? And trying to get a name out there and be spitting other niggas shit. Then you can clown me.
I don't care if you're spitting other niggas shit.
Niggas got the game backwards. But if I rap, yo, I
niggas
really y'all niggas,
backwards.
Man. That's what it got, yo.
Niggas got the game backwards. What is the game?
I swear to God, yo, I wouldn't even do it for the money or the fame, yo. I just fuck up niggas' names and English.
What is the game?
I swear to God, yo, y'all niggas be fake as shit.
Exactly. You can't answer the question. What is the game?
Hey, that bitch tell me where your stash is.
That sounds like you're reciting.
You're reciting again.
And he's mumbling, talking to himself.
And he's mumbling and talking to himself because he knows he doesn't know what
he's
talking
about.
He's talking
about y'all.
You talk about the game. What's the game, player?
What is the game?
Fucking bitch.
See, look, now niggas are talking about fucking other niggas' bitches. Like, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, God, because, you know, somebody's probably fucking that bitch.
This you right here, dog.
Really?
Pigeon like the gene that's the most fake ass jeans you got on. Yeah,
fuck your life.
Got the mic. Yo, I swear to God, they play this shit like 20 times.
Yeah, nigga.
Got chill, act.
Huh?
Money, guns, and weed. That's all a nigga needs.
What up, Mo?
Stack that bread first.
You know you killing.
Shut the fuck up with that bullshit rap you're listening to right now.
Hot tub.
1.
11.
1.
12.
1.
13.
0.
14.
4.
Get locked up for it. Get the stupid results. But he was talking about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, shut up, man. You watching that trash, man.
Who in here?
That shit is trash, man. That shit's going
in here, man.
What nonsense. 15.
1.
14.
2.
Who in here?
Oh, yo.
Yo. Yo, okay, man.
Mm-hmm. Baddie, follow.
Yo, who's in here, man?
Oh, it's a rap for that, right?
Hello?